Good morning, Chief, members of the Council. It is my pleasure to present to you my liaison report on Mono County, which I visited in March. The word Mono is a Payo word for beautiful, and it is certainly befitting of this beautiful county that I visited. The Mono County is home to and named after Mono Lake, which is a large high desert saline lake. Mono County is situated between the crest of the Sierra Nevada Mountains and the California and the Nevada border. It offers a rural setting with some of the most spectacular landscapes in the state. Mono County has a land of area of 3,030 square miles, or just over 2 million. 94% of the land is publicly owned. The estimated population for Mono County is 14,600, but in the winter time, it increases dramatically with the ski resorts. Mammoth Lake, this is a beautiful picture of the mammoth statue in front of the lodge. For example, in Mammoth Lake, the population is about 7,100, but during the ski season, it increases to about 40,000. And, of course, the case filings in that area are related directly to the recreational users in that area. About 80% of the condos in Mammoth Lake are second home owners. The permanent population of Mammoth Lake is 50% Hispanic, and 55% of the students in the schools are Hispanic. Many of them are first generation. This has posed a challenge to the court, but thanks to the bilingual staff that they have, Mr. Hector Gonzalez, they've done a lot of community outreach, which has been very successful for the first-generation Hispanic students. The overwhelming assisted population of the county is in Mammoth Lakes. And as I said, most of the cases that are generated in the county are due to the recreation visit. The Census Bureau shows that there is a small decline, about 2.1%, in the population in the last couple of years. I first want to share with you the success of the county as opposed to first telling you the needs of the county. One of the things they're most proud of recently is that they, August 2015, they established the very first drug court. And their first graduates, are going to graduate in the next couple of months. This has been an extremely successful program in the county. They're very proud of it. And as I said, in the next couple of months, they're going to have their very two graduates. The county has two courthouses, the North County branch in Bridgeport, which is the county seat, and the South County branch, which is in Mammoth Lakes. They are about 54 miles apart, and where there's snow, of course, it takes a lot longer to go between the two courthouses. This is a picture of the beautiful courthouse in Mammoth Lakes. It was completed in 2011. It is a courthouse that has received several awards and recognitions. It is has two courtrooms, and the square footage is about 20,000 square feet. Now, 90%, as I said, of the cases are generated in Mammoth Lakes, where this courthouse is located, and there's relatively little demand for the use to the Bridgeport Courthouse, which is the north part of the county. The distribution of the jury trials is even more uneven, with Bridgeport having fewer than five a year. This is a picture of the absolutely beautiful courthouse in Bridgeport. It is a historic Victorian-style building built in 1880. It's on Main Street in the center of the town, and it is still used by the court and for the county for general county use as well. Unfortunately, due to the budget restraints, this beautiful courthouse is only open one day a week on Tuesdays, and it is almost exclusively used for arraignments due to the adjacency of the county. This is a photo of the two judges and the court administrator. In the middle, you have presiding judge Stan Eller. The white shirt is assistant presiding judge Mark Maggett, and on the left is the CEO, Hector Gonzalez. The court also uses two commissioners, a child support commissioner, David Knowles, and a pro tem commissioner, Mr. Greg Marciano. They share one with Inyo County, with Judge Stout. All non-judicial court operations and services are under the direction of the court executive officer, Hector Gonzalez. And Mr. Gonzalez also serves as the county clerk and the jury commissioner. This is a photo of one of the courtrooms. As you can see, it's a fairly modern, beautiful courtroom. Similar in wood, I would say, to the courthouse we visited yesterday, a beautiful courthouse here in San Diego. And it has all of the latest technology amenities. You can see in the center, there's a console for the video and the technology used. This is another photo of a different courthouse with Judge Maggot in it. This is our conference room, which is used as a multi-purpose use also for community rooms. As you can see, there's a model of the in the lower corner of the courthouse, one of which was built a couple of years ago. This is a picture of the jury room. I tried to take a picture of the window up there, but you could see a little corner of it. The jurors have an absolutely stunning view of the forest and of the trees in that area, which was quite envious. In Los Angeles, we don't have that view. But the jurors have a beautiful jury room with the absolutely stunning pictures outside. This is a picture of the clerk's office. And the clerk's office, the public counter, has been reduced to 4 hours a day. So the phone assistance has been eliminated completely. The public is directed to go to the website for any assistance or to email the court or send them a letter. And in Bridgeport, the public counter hours is reduced from 2 days per week to 1 day a week from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is the backside of the beautiful building, secured parking for the judges. As you can see, the beautiful trees. I'm always showing those trees because I think it's quite a start from Los Angeles area. The next photo you see is the attorney interview room. They're all beautiful, very clean. And the attorneys are quite pleased with the accommodations of this new facility. The criminal filings for this couple of years I'm showing you from 2008 to 2009, as you can see from 2005 to the current one, there has been an increase of about 1,924 in criminal filings. Now, the civil filings are relatively small in comparison to the criminal filings. The average, a total civil filings for the last 10 years, about 257 a year. This is a breakdown of just 1 year. I think it was interesting to see the breakdown for 1 year. And as you can see, the large majority of the cases are in traffic infractions. The next biggest part is the misdemeanors, followed by the non-code, vehicle code infractions, and the small amount of felony. So a large, large percentage of their filings are traffic vehicle code violations. And this is a breakdown for last year, fiscal year, comparison with this year, of how the increase, they've had a significant increase in traffic infractions, about 80%. And the court maintains that this increases both overall filings and traffic code infractions are attributable also to the return of the trial court trust fund over the last couple of years. The TCTC funding has incrementally increased over the last 4 years. Skip one slide. And from a low from $693,792 for fiscal year 2012-2013 to about over $1.4 million for the current TCT. That's a decrease of 19% from 2009. The court would like the Judicial Council to continue to strongly advocate for an increase in the reserve fund from the current 1%. And even though their current funding does not allow for the accumulation of any significant reserve funds, they believe that this is an important point to continue to advocate to position our courts for the future. Over the last 3 years, the court's WAFM allocation and floor adjustments have fluctuated. They are concerned with how the WAFM allocations and the adjustments are made, and that they believe WAFM does not adequately ameliorate the budget impacts on small courts such as Mono, as since they have seen the filings increase dramatically and the reductions in funding. Due to their concern, I have facilitated a meeting with budget services, thanks to the staff. I believe they met for about 2 hours in the last week to answer their questions directly that they had regarding WAFM. I've mentioned some of the impact that the funding reduction has, but a couple of others are that they've extended dates of infraction appearances for 90 days from the date of citation to give the public additional time for assistance. They've also eliminated court reporters, as we have in civil cases that we've done in many of our other courts. They can only afford to provide court reporters for criminal calendar. The inability to fill also 2 out of the 8 staff has been impacted to the reduction. The case management system is the Journal Technologies ISD, which is over 10 years old and is in badly need of repairs. They are currently researching various case management systems available, and they hope to replace it in the next year or so. But given the lack of funding, they are not currently in a position to purchase one. They've asked me to encourage the Judicial Council to consider reinstituting the desktop tech refresh funding that was available at one time, where the courts can periodically update their reserves and replace computers and other systems. They asked me to make sure I thank the council for their staff, for the support that they provide for HR services, seizure. And, Chief, I also want to thank you for assigning me and giving me the pleasure of visiting this and my other also beautiful county in you. So thank you on behalf of Mono County. That concludes my report.